Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
The Mark Cox Morning Show.
I want to compliment your show on how fair and level-headed everything you guys talk about.
Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
Maybe what we need from a conservative standpoint is...
The Mark Cox Morning Show.
I respect that. We don't agree.
Listen to both sides.
This...
Let's get it on.
...is the Mark Cox Morning Show.
All right, hope you're doing well on this Tuesday morning, the 29th day of the month, and welcome back to the Mark Cox Morning Show. We're very happy that you're with us this morning, we, of course, are covering this 100th day of the Trump administration. We are going to open the phone lines up coming up in the next segment, 314-241-9797, and we'll take your phone calls on how you grade the president's first 100 days. And it's going to be interesting to see what people think. Lots of different opinions out there. I mean, I'm with John Lamping, an A. He's done more in his first 100 days than any president in my lifetime. And Lamping went all the way back to FDR. And he may not have agreed with what FDR did, but he got a lot accomplished in a short period of time. Donald Trump has done the exact same thing. There's no doubt about that. And the grade is based on effectiveness. On the border alone, I think he's been the most effective on that. And, you know, everything else is gas prices have fallen. Oil prices have fallen enough that we're now trying to refill the National Strategic Reserve that Joe Biden emptied in an attempt to drive down gas prices so he could get Democrats reelected.
So if I'm just grading Trump, I'd give him an A. If I'm grading his entire administration, it's going down a little bit. It's probably going to be an A minus B plus. And I'm sticking by that. And I have a few reasons why. Number one, they really talked up this whole, oh, we're going to release the Epstein files and the JFK files and all these things. And it was a whole lot of nothing.
It's been a nothing burger.
It's been a nothing burger.
Yeah.
The signal debacle with Pete Hegseth. Now, was that completely overblown? Absolutely. But was it still probably a mistake? Could he have owned up to it a little bit better? Yes. Sending this Garcia guy to El Salvador. Now, I have no problem with them sending him away because he had an order of deportation that they were supposed to honor. So they were supposed to do that. But the mistake of sending him there because it's given the left a lot of ammo, I guess. So that's why I would take a couple points off the administration as a whole. But Trump as a president, especially when you're talking about the border and how effective he's been there, Trump gets an A plus on the border, in my opinion.
Yep. I would agree with that completely. We're going to get to your calls here coming up in the next segment, so be sure and stay tuned for that. Bottom of the hour, it is 2A Tuesday. We're going to talk to our friend Mark Walters. And then before the hour is out, Congressman Jason Smith, chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee, on this bill that's the big, beautiful bill that they're going to try to push that's got some tax cuts in there and all that stuff. We'll get to him here before the hour is out. Stay tuned for that. First, Ethan, let's get to some of today's top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
In Britain, we have had over a quarter of a million people issued non-crime hate incidents. Would the Trump administration consider political asylum for British citizens in such a situation?
I have not heard that proposed to the president, but I certainly can and see if it's something the administration would entertain.
Who would have thunk that they've been reduced to seeking asylum in the U.S. from London, from Britain, because they've cracked down so much over there on free speech? They're jailing people for tweets that they don't like.
This is an attempt by some to virtue signal, and it's this horrible sort of pitting different news organizations against each other, when ultimately the people at fault are every elected member of Congress.
Yeah, Chuckles Todd there is trying to excuse the media malpractice of not telling the truth about sleepy Joe Biden. He instead wants to blame it on the Democrats for not being more honest about what was going on. Everybody could see it, Chuck.
Joe Biden was the first president in the history of this nation who came in office and unsecured a border on purpose.
Yeah, it's true. He is, and he was doing it on purpose for the purpose of turning them all into citizens who could vote Democrats back into office. That's absolutely the truth.
Borders, fossil fuels, okay. The VA, military, respect. And we got a leader back in the White House.
Yeah, that's the response of one man this morning to the president's first 100 days in office. So we're going to get to your reaction on that, what you think. You just heard from Annie Fry, who's up there. They're going to hold a news conference here, press briefing, I should say, at the bottom of the hour, roughly. I believe after Caroline Leavitt gets done with her opening statements, Scott Bessent will be making some statements on the economy and how things are going, maybe on, if he'll mention, trade and some of the negotiations, and then he's going to take questions from the media. So we will certainly get you some coverage of that as it happens over the course of the next hour or so, starting at the bottom of the hour. I promise we will get to that. First of all, I do want to mention that yesterday I had the opportunity, Kim, to go out and feed our first responders.
Cool. Where'd you go?
And we ended up going this time. The winner came from the Chesterfield Police Department. And it was Officer Andy Madeline, and I just wanted to read. He was nominated by his mother-in-law, and I wanted to read what she wrote about him. So Girl Master Tony and I met out there yesterday about 10:30. We took a bunch of food, pulled chicken and his baked beans and all of his
sides.
Did
you need to go into detail about the food, Mark?
So good. Oh, it's just,
come on.
The food is so good. And he does this. By the way, he does this on his own, Girl Master Tony. He doesn't charge anything. He does this out of the goodness of his heart to feed our first responders. This was the nomination for Officer Madeline yesterday. I want to nominate my son-in-law, Officer Andy Madeline, for the monthly Feed Our First Responders contest. He has served and protected the St. Louis community for over 24 years and continues to serve as an officer in Chesterfield. Throughout his career, he's worked with the ATF, the DEA, and Immigration and Customs Enforcement. He's received a Medal of Valor and a Governor's Medal for physically cutting a victim out of a car crash. The vehicle was burning. He helped raise money for Backstoppers by competing in Guns and Hoses. He's a role model officer for empathy and compassion in the communities he serves. He beat stomach and esophageal cancer in 2019. He is exactly the type of person the community needs to be serving as a police officer. He's an amazing husband and father to his son and beautiful daughter. And for all these reasons and many more, I would like to recognize my favorite officer, Andy.
Okay, first of all, I have chills right now only because So I know Andy, I just realized, one of my closest friends who I actually had breakfast with yesterday. I met her in Nashville. She went on that mission trip with me. She's related to Andy.
Oh, you're kidding me.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's really funny.
Isn't that something?
So we were just talking about him yesterday.
We just
so congratulations, Andy. Yeah, that's really cool.
That was pretty awesome. He I think they tipped him off the night before, but he didn't know about it like with much notice. So it was nice for his fellow officers. The chief was there yesterday, and we'll have those pictures posted up online a little later today. So if you've got a favorite first responder, we do this every month. We read the nominations, we pick a winner, and then Tony and I deliver food to the fire station, the police station, the EMS, whoever it is that happens to win. We're gonna feed them and their crew one day next month. So be sure and get your nominations in at 971talk.com/contest. You'll find the nomination form right on there. It's free. Just go nominate your favorite first responder. How about that? All right, quick break here. We're going to open the phone lines when we come back. What is your grade for Donald Trump in his first 100 days? What do you think was his greatest accomplishment? What do you think was his greatest failure? I'll let you come on the radio and talk about it. 314-241-9797. We're back in just a minute.
Trump administration is working 24/7 to successfully arrest and deport these illegal criminals and foreign terrorists from our communities. We are in the beginning stages of carrying out the largest deportation campaign in American history. Over this past weekend, it was announced that through Operation Tidal Wave, a joint effort between ICE Miami and Florida law enforcement agencies, nearly 800 illegal aliens were arrested during the first...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
4 days alone.
Yeah, Caroline Leavitt yesterday, they're obviously talking about the fact that the border has been closed. And we're right now carrying out the largest deportation in history. And then I heard Michelle Obama yesterday bellyaching about the fact that, you know, she's distraught over the deportation efforts of Trump, failing to realize that her husband deported millions of people, and Donald Trump's only deported about 100,000 so far in this administration. Mm-hmm. Like, her husband deported a lot of people who had legal deportation orders against him. Suddenly it's an issue when Donald Trump does the same, particularly targeting criminals.
Right.
Shows you how overblown the whole thing is.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. Phone lines are open right now, 314-241-9797. What's your grade for Donald Trump? It's that easy. We can talk about it, or you can just call in and say A, B, C, D, E, F. I don't care. I'll put you on the line and let you tell me what you think he's done so far. I'm in the A category just because of the over every day. It's a new EO. Every day it's a new challenge to existing protocol in this country that we've ignored for far too long on tariffs, on being taken advantage of, on trade, on drugs coming across the border, on illegal immigration. That alone has been huge, the way they've shut that down.
I'm an A for Trump. When I zoom out and look at his administration as a whole, it goes down for me like A minus or B plus. I mentioned a couple things in the segment before, the JFK and Epstein files. They made a big deal out of that. It was a whole lot of nothing. The whole debacle with Hegseth and Signal. I felt like, sure, accidents happen, but I wish he would have just owned up to it. And then sending this Garcia guy to El Salvador. No problem with him being deported. Obviously, they were supposed to do that, but it just created an issue. But like J.D. Vance, he's an A. Tom Homan, he's an A for me. Marco Rubio, he's an A for me. RFK Jr., he's an A for me. I'm trying to think of other. Elon Musk, he's an A for me.
Oh, yeah. A-plus.
A-plus for a lot of these people. Kristi Noem, probably in the A category. She seems like she's been pretty effective so far.
Yeah, you know, I was a little Bondi disappointed me at first
She's not an A for me. She's probably B-plus, A-minus.
With the fake rollout of, you know. Here's the thing. Lots of smoke. If there was nothing in the files that was more exciting than what we've seen so far, why did they wait so long to release it?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't blame them for saying, okay, we're going to go ahead and release it because there's been so much interest in it. Why didn't George Bush release it? Why didn't Donald Trump release it the first time? What's been the hesitation to release it? Because so far, what we've seen has been nothing we didn't already seem to know.
Mm-hmm.
On the assassinations,
right?
None of it.
It made her look not prepared because it was clear that she had not read it, that it was someone on her staff who wasn't prepared, and
right.
Then it just made her look silly. We have a couple people commenting on Facebook. If you don't have time to call in, like I know Richie said at work, I can't call in, but please comment on our social media pages. Let us know. I'm not going to read the other part, but
oh, come on. Richie says, here's my grading system here. F-A-F-O.
So Marge says A+. Debbie says above an A+.
Yeah.
I want to know if anyone listens to the show who would say Trump has been not as great as I thought he would be, you know, in the B category, the C, or maybe even a D.
I don't know. I mean, I doubt it, but
there might be a few.
It's possible that there's somebody out there that would fall into that category. I was listening this morning to Fox and Friends in the break up there. They had some people alive in the studio talking about what they thought the president had done, a good, bad, indifferent, and you know it just alone the first 100 days. I thought this guy nailed
borders,
it.
Borders, fossil 40. Fuels,
okay.
The VA, military, respect, and we got a leader back in the White House. I call it a true commander in chief because we are respected again, and haters will always hate.
Yes, they will. Speaking of which, let me see here. Daryl, you've called in late here, my friend. I've only got about a minute left. What's on your mind?
Hey, man, my wife gave me better approval rating than the president got.
So how do you grade him?
What do you think, Daryl?
I gave him 13%.
A failing grade?
That's
F?
An F.
Listen, man, I went to a St. Louis public school. And I played football in my junior year of high school. I can't tell you what college, but they gave me $60,000 to stay out of trouble to make sure that I come to their school. So what can I say now? What can I say? Anyway, this guy is Well, he's not ruining my company because we prepared for this. But I just hate that all the people that's losing their jobs and lost their jobs and
so Daryl
in the military with me.
I'm running out of time, my friend. Are you giving him an F?
I'm not giving him nothing. He don't deserve nothing.
All right.
But I pray for him.
Okay.
That's what I'm supposed to do. That's what a Christian is supposed to do. Pray for our leaders, man. Authorities come from God. He wouldn't be there if it wasn't for God.
It's true.
Need to remember that.
Yes.
Daryl, I appreciate the call, my friend. Yep.
You know, I listen every day.
Thank you for that. I do appreciate that. 13%. Wow.
Woo.
Not surprised for Daryl, though. I'm glad he's praying for him, for sure. All right, quick break here. We'll get to 2A Tuesday when we come.
Catch anything you missed today by getting the show podcast at 971talk.com.
If you ban them in the future, the bullets will have been shot and there won't be any more available.
So you don't shoot deer with a bullet that size. If you do, you could cook it at the same time.
Put that double barrel shotgun and fire two blasts outside the house.
That is without a doubt the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
This is 2A Tuesday, brought to you by the Range St. Louis West.
All right, our friend Mark Walters joining us this morning from Armed American Radio. Mark, welcome back, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Thanks for having me today, guys. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning.
Yeah, hey, you know, we've been asking, we opened up the phone lines a little earlier. We were asking people for their reaction to Trump's 100th day in office. And what's your take on the whole thing?
If you saw Tom Homan's press conference yesterday with Caroline Leavitt, then you know exactly what my response is. I mean, these guys are just burying the media every time they open their mouths. Legacy media is dying right before our eyes, and Trump is kicking tail. And I just want to tell listeners, don't believe all the fake polls. If you voted for Trump, you know why you love Trump, and that's why we love Trump.
No, absolutely. And, you know, I've watched just the volume of activities and actions he's taken. I think the media is a little overwhelmed. The Democratic Party is certainly overwhelmed. All they can say is Trump bad, orange man bad, but they can't tell you why they think that.
Well, you know, there's a couple scary things in what you just mentioned, because you're spot on. You know, we knew the media was going to start doing what they did in his first term, and we're now beginning to see that. And so we now know, we have a picture here. We know what's going to happen over the next 3.5 to 4 years in the remainder of Trump's term, at least this term. He's pushing for a third term, right? It's fun to watch him goad the media. But we're seeing that develop. And you know, it concerns me because Americans have short memories, you know. You were just talking a few minutes ago about how no one would ever vote for Pritzker for president. I do listen to the show. In fact,
well, thank you.
That's my notepad. At about an hour and a half ago, I was listening to you guys, and I was actually taking notes because I wanted to bring a couple things up, if that's okay.
Sure.
Kim, you were talking about Seattle, the trench coats, you know?
Gosh. Yep. You happened to catch that one, huh?
I did. And you mentioned, what are they going to do, put up another sign? Well, yeah, how effective is a sign that says no flashing people or urinating in public? And I couldn't help but think about, well, kind of like the no gun signs at FSU, right? And Mark,
right,
you were talking about, it didn't matter if they offered you $1 million. You would never move to New York because you couldn't take your guns. And then, Kim, you brought up Pritzker, you know, inciting violence. All of these things, it's just incredible. But here we go again. You know, mm-hmm, we're right at the beginning of it, in the beginning of the second term.
I love how they say, put the guns down, and then the left's over here like, we need to be violent and we need to protest and do all of these things.
Yeah, my tweet response to him was, be careful what you wish for,
yeah,
Governor Pritzker.
I was wondering, Mark, if during that conversation you were envisioning what that sign would look like at the park with the slash through it.
I didn't want to talk about that on FCC control. All I could think about was trench coat mafia.
Yeah,
you know?
No kidding. If you miss that conversation, there's a park in Seattle, Washington, where they've apparently it's known to be a nude park, and their problem now is every time residents walk by, there are people up. Men specifically playing with themselves in the park, and the city won't do anything about it because...
No, Mark, that's not fair. They're going to put up signs and a code of conduct. They are doing something about it.
Yeah, how effective is that, right? And guys, another thing, too, I don't want to steal your show, but it's not fun to do sometimes. I'm a talk radio host. I can't help myself. I just spent 2.5 days at the NRA convention here in Atlanta over the weekend, which this was the first NRA convention I'd attended since 2019. And so I was really able to get a clear picture of what it was like then versus what it's like today. And it was pretty obvious to me that the NRA has shed a bunch of members, et cetera. It was much leaner. But what I took away from it was, I think with the reformers taking control of the National Rifle Association right now, I think you're going to see the NRA. It's not going to happen overnight. It's going to take a couple, 3 years at least. But if they can come out of this slide, they're going to emerge a much leaner and stronger fighting force going forward. But, you know, guys, at their peak, they were at about close to 6 million members. And their president just made it clear the other day that in 2024, they shed about 285,000 members. And that is continuing into 2025. So there's a lot of concern there. And it was noticeable to me walking around the floor for the first time in a few years, seeing it for myself, having attended for all those years.
Yeah, I went to one here back in I forget the last time it was in St. Louis. I attended one here. Ted Nugent was there speaking at it, and it was a fantastic event back then. I can tell you that it was packed.
Yeah, it was noticeably different. To me, it looked more like a huge flea market.
Huh. Hmm.
And I don't mean that in a negative way. There were 14 acres of guns. There were tons, you know, everybody I know was there, and it was a great event. It just seemed to be leaner and thinner. And that's a good thing, not a bad thing. You didn't see all the, you know, 50-foot murals of, you know, Wayne LaPierre and all of his, you know, stolen money suits and all that corruption. It just looked and felt a whole lot better.
So I have to ask you, Mark Walters with us from Armed American Radio. So since we're marking 100 days, Kash Patel got replaced. He temporarily took over duties for the ATF. They've now put someone else in that role. Have we seen a marked difference so far?
In the ATF, no, but we will. And let me talk about that 100 days. So glad, again, that you brought that up. All of us as gun owners, particularly activists that do this for a living and talk about these things every day, we all want everything yesterday. And listeners, you probably do too. Mark, I know you do. We all want everything yesterday because we had to put up with 4 years of attacks from Biden. Well, all we've got to do when we start to wonder why isn't it happening fast enough is take a deep breath, look over our shoulder, and look at what Trump has done just in his first 4.5 months. And you will realize that the pro-gun things that he's doing and was talking about during the campaign are actually happening.
Yeah.
And they are actually happening faster than we feel they are when we look back in hindsight. We just need to take a breath. They've got a full plate. They are working in our favor. The DOJ just stripped funding NGOs and all the third-party groups for all their gun control activities that we were paying for out of our taxpayer dollars, and they're screaming to high heaven as a result. We're getting the response we wanted from Trump. Yes, it's not quite as fast as we'd like it because guys like us want to see everything happen today.
Right.
Well, those changes are coming. Just look at the changes that are happening at the ATF right now. Everybody wants to know where are the rules? When are those going to change? That's all coming, guys. Just relax. I promise you it's coming.
I hope so. Hey, brother, remind people where they can listen to Armed American Radio.
Yeah, armedamericanradio.com every single day, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m. Central, and every Sunday on the MonsterCast, 7 to 10 p.m. Central. Love you guys.
Mark, you're a great American. Thank you.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
Yes, sir. We will we'll talk soon. Always great to get him on here. We're going to get to a quick break. We have, of course, Congressman Jason Smith is going to be up next. In fact, I've already got him on the line. We'll be back right after this break. All right, welcome back. As promised, we've got Congressman Jason Smith on the line, of course, chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee, giving us a few minutes this morning. Congressman, welcome back.
Good morning. Great to be with you, sir.
Great to be with you as we celebrate 100 days of the Trump administration today. I've been asking folks this morning what their grade is. Where are you?
A++++. I could not be prouder of the work that President Trump's been doing. I mean, I have never worked with an executive, Mark, that works as hard as he does and how engaging that he is. Like, it is not unusual for me to wake up at 5:30 in the morning from a text message that I received at 2:37. That was just last week, from President Trump on various tax policies or trade policies. He never, it seems like, never sleeps, and he's always working. I felt bad. I'm like, oh, wow, he knew I was in bed till 5:30. So it just, like, but he's followed through on all of his campaign promises. He said he would secure the border, and they said you had to pass legislation. That's what Joe Biden said. The Democrats said all we needed was a different president. He has secured the border. He's taken criminals off of the streets. Just over a week ago, I led a congressional delegation. It was a trade delegation to South and Central America. But on our stop, we also stopped at that El Salvador prison. And in that El Salvador prison, it was actually the day before Senator Van Hollen tried to get in the same prison, which they wouldn't let him in because he was trying to take people out. I wasn't trying to take anyone out. But I'll tell you, Mark, when we were in there, we had the warden talking, like communicating with some of those prisoners to us so we could understand. And what I will never forget is the warden called two people by name in the cell of 80, 85 people. And those two people came over to the edge. He's like, take your shirts off. They took their shirts off. You saw the MS-13 tattoos all over their body. And he said, what part of the United States were you deported from? The first one said, Highland Park, California. He asked him, how many people have you killed? That person said, six. The next one, what part of the country were you deported from? Northern Virginia, outside of Washington, D.C. How many have you killed? Oh, no answer, no answer, and turned his head and walked away. These people were on the streets just months ago in Biden's America. Donald Trump got them off the street, and we are safer and better off because of Donald Trump.
I would agree with that. Now, when it comes to Congress, I wonder how you would grade lawmakers, because obviously the big task at hand right now is trying to pass, as Trump calls it, the big, beautiful bill.
I think that we're doing well. We've been preparing for 2 years on the Ways and Means Committee for this moment, crafting and drafting the president's priorities and policies. And we're going to get that delivered. My hope is to get it on the president's desk by July 4th. That is something that has been our overall plan for a very long time. And we're days away from moving this legislation. And it's going to deliver real tax cuts for everyday average Americans. We're going to deliver on the president's proposals of no tax on tips, no tax on overtime, tax relief for seniors, making sure that Americans don't receive the largest tax increase in the history of America, which would happen if Congress does not do its job. And I think the American people are going to love this big, beautiful bill that the president has been advocating for. Yeah. And I've been working with him for months on.
Congressman Jason Smith, our guest this morning. You know, I read somewhere that there might be a sunset provision on those tips, the portion that covers no tax on tips. Are we looking at something like that?
So the issue when you pass anything through reconciliation is the process that only allows us to have 51 votes to pass something in the United States Senate.
Right.
And so there's certain budgetary parameters that you have to live within. And so much like back in 2017, we made some things permanent and some things that we couldn't make permanent because of the budgetary restraints. You're going to see that same kind of process throughout this tax bill. That has not been decided. Any of those provisions from the timeframes have not been decided. The president, his main focus is to have permanency on his expiring provisions. And those are the important provisions that would prevent a 22% tax increase on average to Americans. For example, the child tax credit. If we don't make that permanent, it will get slashed from $2,000 to $1,000. The guaranteed deduction, which 91% of Americans use to file their taxes, if we don't make that permanent, it will get slashed in half from $15,000 to about $7,500. And every individual tax bracket would go up if we don't make it permanent.
Right.
So not everything is going to be permanent. But a lot will be, it's just going to be a mixture. But we will deliver on tax relief of everything that the president has campaigned on in this package.
Congressman, one last question on the tariff issue. I'm getting worn out by all the whining by the left over the tariffs. I believe Donald Trump has pulled a genius stroke here, and the United States is going to be a lot stronger 6 months from now than it is right now.
Mark, just in the last 2 weeks, the Ways and Means Committee is over all tax and over all trade. Just in the last 2 weeks, I have met with more than 15 different countries myself, more than 15 different, while we're also writing this big, beautiful bill for the president. And they are wanting to come to the table. We want to make our trade relationships, our trade policies better. For far too long, U.S. farmers and U.S. manufacturers have been taken advantage by people who are supposed to be our friends and neighbors because they have had very high tariffs on our goods, trying to protect their own industries. And now, since Donald Trump has been pushing back, wanting reciprocal trade.
Yes.
I'm so thankful for that. And we're going to have some really good agreements coming in the next several months. And it's only because of President Trump interjecting himself on the world stage, making these countries come to the table and deliver fair trade policy for the American worker, the American manufacturer, and the American farmer.
Outstanding. Congressman Jason Smith, always great having you on. Thank you.
Great to be with you, sir.
You bet. Keep up the good work. Good to get him on here. Coming up in the next hour, we're going to talk to Ryan Wiggins. Have you heard the latest on Act Blue? We're going to get to that coming up.